First, we want to address something prior to the focus of this study, which is called the refreshing. The refreshing that we're going to look at, brothers and sisters, anyone that can look at this material and not recognize that the judgment of the living is progressive, that begins with Seventh-day Adventists, I don't believe is being fair-minded. We get through it. But I want to begin with a quote that we've been referring to quite a bit. Very significant as far as identifying when the sealing takes place and what its purpose is. Bible Training School, December 1st, 1903. The work of the Holy Spirit is to convince the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. The world can only be warned by seeing those who believe the truth sanctified through the truth. Acting upon high and holy principles, showing in a high, elevated sense the line of demarcation between those who keep the commandments of God and those who trample them under their feet. The sanctification of the Spirit signalizes the difference between those who have the seal of God and those who keep the spurious rest day. When the test comes, it will be clearly shown what the mark of the beast is. It is the keeping of Sunday. Those who, after having heard the truth, continue to regard this day as holy, bear the signature of the man of sin, who thought to change times and laws. For those in Adventism that believe the sealing takes place just before Michael stands up in the most holy place and human probation closes for all mankind, then how can you have a warning message prior to that time that calls people out of Babylon? Because Sister White says here, the only way the world can be warned is by seeing people that have the seal of God. And this seal of God symbolizes that these people have been completely and fully sanctified through the truth. So those of us that want to teach that the sealing comes at the end of probationary time are really undermining the heart and core of what the final warning message is. Let's look at the test of Sunday, which, brothers and sisters, it needs to be understood correctly as what the purpose of this test is. This test is used during the judgment of the living time period to reveal for the world and for the universes what character has been developed by mankind, both people in the Adventist Church and people outside the Adventist Church. Now, their characters, the majority of our characters, will be fully developed before the test hits, but the test is not where character is developed, it's where